Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, where's Emma and Tony got to? Oh, hang on, got a message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Sorry, I'm not going to make it. I'm just up to my neck. I'm pickling onions at the minute.
Oh, I must blow me out again. I don't know. I can always rely on Tony, though. Oh, another message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Really sorry about this, but I'm not going to be able to get across. I've got a massive leak.
He's not coming either. Oh, I know how to get him into the room. Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
Here's the Kitchen Garden magazine podcast.
You can now listen to the Kitchen Garden podcast through Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
The Splendours of Spinach. This month, Rob Smith turns his attention to this most nutritious of crops and offers top advice on sowing, growing and choosing the right varieties for your needs. Spinach is probably one of the easiest crops you can grow in the veg garden, yet it has a reputation for bolting quite quickly. However, if you're clever with what varieties you grow and where you grow it, spinach can be cropped on the plot for 12 months of the year. True spinach, Spinacea oleracea, is normally a leafy green vegetable that grows incredibly well and can be eaten and prepared in a multitude of ways. You can eat it raw in salads or use it as a stir-fry veg and even steam it, or freeze it for later use if needs be. Thought to be of Persian origins, spinach was first introduced to Europe around 1000 AD, yet it wasn't until around the 18th century that it became popular around Europe, with people in France, England and Spain growing it more widely. Being more tender than chard, which it is sometimes confused with, especially as one is called perpetual spinach, and also being more winter hardy, spinach is well worth a place in any veg garden, even if it's just for a few fresh leaves to add to a winter casserole or soup. However, it's a great baby leaf too. A hungry plant. When it comes to growing spinach, there are a few things to remember to get a worthwhile crop. Number one is that you can never add too much compost or manure to where you plan to grow your plants. Spinach is a pretty hungry plant and likes to be kept moist, especially in dry weather, as it may bolt. And by adding manure or homemade compost to the planting holes, you will increase the water retention of the bed, meaning the plants will be happier and crop more reliably. Secondly, always select a variety that suits what you want. By this, I mean, if you want to sow it in the autumn for a winter crop, make sure to buy a variety that can be sown then, otherwise the plants won't perform. Most varieties can be sown in spring, usually March to May, with earlier sowings being made in February as long as they are grown under cloches or fleece with protection from the worst of the weather and pesky pigeons, who will strip the plants at this time of the year. You can then sow again in August or September as long as your chosen variety works for this time of year. If not, it's worth trying another variety that does. If you only want to invest in one packet of seeds, make sure it's a variety that is slow to bolt, like Matador. Then you should be able to make a few sowings and keep yourself in fresh leaves for months. The slightly puckered medium green leaves of this variety grow particularly well from spring, to autumn.
All My Reads gives you unlimited access to more than 100 specialist books, from history to mystery, rockets to royals, planes to trains, bikes to biographies, and much, much more. Access the digital books across multiple devices, including your desktop, tablet, and phone. All My Reads is just $4.99 per month. Visit allmyreads.com to find out more. Browse the extensive range of titles and try your first month for just 99 pence. Get ready to browse and begin.
Little and often. One of the best ways to grow spinach is little and often. By this I mean you should sow a row every few weeks, and as one lot begins to bolt or you finish harvesting them, the next should be ready to start harvesting as tender baby leaves. If the plants do begin to bolt, you can extend the cropping period by removing the flower spike before it gets too big. After this time, the leaves begin to get a little bitter, so it's best to move on to the next sowing and compost the plants that have bolted, or feed them to the chickens. When harvesting your plants, I find it best to pick individual leaves rather than cut the whole plant with a knife. Unlike chard, which grows pretty upright, spinach has a more relaxed habit and the leaves flop more, meaning it's difficult to cut them all with a knife. Also, if you damage the smallest new leaves, the plants won't perform to their best. The first harvest of baby leaves is fantastic to add to salads, smoothies or sandwiches as an alternative to lettuce. Then you can let the plant grow a little more for larger leaves, which are good to cook with. I especially like creamed spinach, which is very popular in South Africa and goes really well with a steak cooked on the barbecue. Sowing. When sowing spinach, simply make a groove around 2 centimetres or 3/4 inch deep and sprinkle the seeds in every 5 centimetres or 2 inches. Once the plants begin to grow, you can transfer the seedlings where you like or eat them as baby leaves, leaving a plant every 15 to 20 centimetres or 6 to 8 inches, which will form a nice dense row of tasty leaves. Overwintering. If you have a greenhouse, it's worth sowing a few seeds in the borders or containers in the autumn to provide fresh green throughout the winter and into the new year. Rubino F1 is a lovely red vein variety which is frost tolerant and grows well in the colder months, along with Madania, which is one of the hardiest varieties to overwinter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
These overwintering varieties are best sown in August, so they're big enough to survive. Plus, spinach doesn't grow that much from October. So, if you want to harvest over winter, you need larger or more plants. When harvesting, never take all the leaves from one plant and always leave the plants in place until spring. Then You'll be rewarded with a flush of tender new leaves as the temperature rises and the daylight hours increase. A handy hint when growing spinach is to remember plants growing during the winter need as much sunlight as you can give them, while spring or summer plants will benefit from semi-shade, which slows them from bolting. I like to plant mine behind my runner beans. Something different? If you like spinach but want to try something slightly different, there are other types of spinach which are pretty easy to grow in the veg garden. Tree spinach, Chenopodium giganteum, is related to fat hen, which is classed as a weed on most plots. Yet this attractive relative has beautiful magenta-growing tips and tasty leaves, with plants living up to their name and growing up to 2 metres or 6.5 foot tall in one season. The underside of the leaves are an attractive dark pink, which contrasts well with the green surface, and each one is covered in almost glittery pink powder, which makes them very attractive in a salad. New Zealand spinach, Tetragonia tetragonoides, thrives on poor soil and is pretty drought tolerant too, producing thicker leaves than regular spinach, which means you don't have to pick as many for a meal as they don't cook down as much. The plants have a more spreading habit and are good for covering a bed, happily creeping over the sides of a raised bed and producing an edible carpet. Seeds are usually sown in a propagator or under a cloche in March or April, or direct outside in May. Malabar spinach, Bacella alba, is a climbing vine which is perennial in its native environment, yet we grow it as an annual, usually in a greenhouse or polytunnel. The benefit of growing this spinach is that the plants grow vertically, so that they take less foot space than traditional varieties of spinach, and the leaves are almost like succulent leaves, meaning fewer leaves produce more edible veg once they are cooked. Plants also love the heat and won't bolt, so even the hottest British summer won't faze this super spinach. Rob's top picks. If you are more of a traditionalist and want to grow a regular type of spinach, these are my top picks. Matador. Deep green succulent leaves for a summer-long crop. Ideal for sowing in succession for a constant supply of fresh leaves. A variety that is slow to bolt. It has a Royal Horticultural Society Award of Garden Merit. Available from www.kingseeds.com. Early prickly seeded, a fast-growing hardy variety for early spring and autumn sowing. Grows best in well-fed soil. Smooth, dark green leaves. Available from www.organiccatalogue.com. Rubino F1, an excellent round-leafed mid-green variety with distinctive bright red stems and leaf veins. Ideal for use as baby leaves when the leaves have a buttery tenderness and a mild sweet flavour. An ideal summer or winter variety, it is best suited to spring and autumn sowings. It's mildew resistant and frost tolerant. Available from www.dobies.co.uk. Amazon F1. This British bred variety will produce high yields of glossy, dark green, rounded leaves from spring through to autumn. Spinach Amazon is fast-growing with good resistance to downy mildew and bolting, making it ideal for harvesting as baby leaves or growing on as mature plants. Well-suited to the British climate, this RHS Award of Garden Merit variety can be grown in the vegetable plot or in containers on the patio. Available from www.kingseeds.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just £4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.